dialect of Sheffield, Yorkshire. Sid Smedley, aged 64, of Ripon Street, Sheffield, a native, a first-hand steel melter, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 21st of December, 1952.
Then we start melting. We get here done, but in the case of electric furnaces, we stick switches in and down comes them trods, electrodes that is, and you start melting. Now then, from then on, up to tapping that heat out and putting it at ladle, melter's sole responsibility for that furnace, you see. But when we get so far melted, might be running a bit of high carbon stuff, we might have some high carbon stuff, we might want to boil it down to a lower carbon. We'll do that way, or sort of. Then take a sample out, see. Well, if I'm aiming for a certain, I want to boil down to about 20, or 0.25. I'll take a sample out with a little sample spoon. It looks like half egg when I suck it out. And usually I'll take what they call a fracture. A little bit like a bar of chocolate, about the size of a bar of chocolate. Crack it and break it. And judge whether I've got proper, anywhere within region of me points, see. If I'm too high, I can tell we're looking at steel whether I'm too high and say, well, it's no use, I'll not send a sample in yet. Get another dose of oil, let's boil it down a bit further, see. Until I get it with it somewhere within limit now. Take a fracture, and I will send one at lab, see how we're fixed. Well, when we get it down to, say, with certain points of carbon to boil to it down to, sulfur, phosphorus, manganese, to that specification, it's on to what they call specification, she bloody jawbreaker, it's specification, anyway. Well, we draw a sample then, pull a sample out, pour it in a sample cup, send it into the lab, and they drill it, like they take drillings out, to send us analysis, what to do, you know. Let us know then on a bit of paper how we fix for carbon, how we fix for manganese, how we fix for sulfur, how we fix for salt phosphorus, how we fix for silicon, all like that. Well, when we... if we haven't got down low enough, well, then we'll keep the boil down until we are. In case of sulfur and phosphorus, you might be low enough in carbon, but your sulfur and phosphorus might go, well, then it's up to melter then, see? See what he does with his heat. Sometimes I might have said, well, let's have this slag off, lads. We'll slag off. Pull that oak slag off and then put another one on. With limestone and on. I'm talking about electric furnace. We lime, fluor spar and that. Well, you've got you should have got rid of a lot of your sulfur and phosphorus in that slag, this even first slag. But you first have a slag on top of your head, or otherwise you're not going to make out at all with it, with steel. So you must have a nice slag on. And when we get it down to just what we want to, within that region that we can add different alloy, like the fetcher up to standard, then we slag off. We slag off and start refining them, what they call refining. Your boiling's finished practically then. Well, when you get your quiet and that you know it's safe to send another sample in, because whatever you have a boil on, you'll be losing carbon, the first thing that you will lose, see.